Thurman, T-H-U-R-M-A-N. Cox, C-O-X.
And what's your wife's name?
Mildred N. Cox. Mildred N.
Were you born in Marion?
No, I was born in Greenfield.
Were you really?
Yeah. I went to school in Anderson. We moved to Anderson.
How'd you get to Marion?
Well, sir, I had some patents on the finance series from here in Marion, had me to come here to Marion.
All right, where'd you meet your wife?
At the time when this happened, she wasn't alive then, see.
Yeah.
I met her about 40 years ago.
Were you single at that time?
Yeah, I wasn't, no, yes, I was too.
You mean when you come to Marion?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Well, when were you married? Let's put it that way.
Oh, I don't remember.
You mean to me or to the oak?
To you.
1938.
Okay. Were you married in 1930?
I was right in around there. I got married and didn't live together only a couple of years ago.
Did you know George Jernigan?
George Jernigan. I know the name, yes.
Did you know Anna Julius?
I might have known it, but I can't recall.
Okay. Did you know a gal by the name of Beatrice Klaus?
Clark.
Klaus. K-L-A-U-S.
Klaus.
Klaus? Klaus?
Beatrice Klaus. The name is familiar. I might have known her, maybe.
James Lake?
Yeah, I knew him.
What did he do?
James Lake, he's a farmer.
I believe he was.
Over there was Richie.
Did you know Irma Lagos?
Irma Lagos?
Kind
of nerd. I will. She was the talk of the town at that time. That's when all the bombing was.
What about Charles Lennon's wife, Mary? Did you ever know her?
Yeah.
Did you describe her to me? What'd she look like?
Well, Mary was kind of a poochy girl there. She wasn't bad looking, but she wasn't worth a dime.
What do you mean?
All right. Playing around, she wasn't a positive wife, see, you might say, but number one wife.
Is she still living, do you know? She isn't living?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay.
I think she died quite a while ago.
Okay.
So is Lennon, he's dead.
Do you ever recollect her being arrested later on after this, maybe a year later or 2 years later, maybe while Charlie was in prison? And a raid one night where they had like a black and tan, or what they call a black and tan club, because she was with some black guys. Do you remember that?
No.
Remember nothing like that? Okay. Did you know Charles Lou Decker?
Charles Lou Decker, state policeman?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What? How big was he, or what's?
Well, he was kind of a slender fellow. Oh, just medium sized fellow.
Anything particular about him, one way or the other?
No, as far as I know, he's a good police officer, sir.
What'd you know about Lou Linnemuth?
Well, I've known him for many years. He was chief of police there a couple of times, and he's okay. He treated me okay, in other words.
Any particular thing you remember about him? He did or didn't do, or how he looked?
No. All right, John. He's all right. The man's dead now.
Did you ever hear the name of Alan Lithicum? Lithicum?
Lithicum.
He was a robbery victim out on Sand Pike.
Oh, he's one of those victim. That's 38th from the Sand Pike, 38th from Reagan Street, around the filling station.
I don't know.
Yeah, because he did.
Do you know Robert Locke?
Robert Locke. Name's very familiar.
Bud Love?
Oh, yeah, I knew Bud. Yeah.
What about Bud?
Bud was all right. Yeah.
Was he a real honest-to-goodness deputy sheriff, or was he...
Yeah, he's a deputy sheriff.
What about C.L. Ludecker? Deputy sheriff.
Oh, that's
Same one?
Same Ludecker, yeah. State police.
What about Chet Marley?
Chet Marley? Wise one gives that, started that firm.
He was a grand jury witness. Why would he have been a grand jury witness? Any particular reason in this case?
I wouldn't know. Maybe Chet was on duty that night. That happened.
You know, did you ever hear of a C.A. Marsh, who was a Chesapeake and Ohio railroad detective?
Yeah, damn well.
Well, what was his name? You know what they called him?
Marsh, Cookie Marsh.
That's right. I believe that's right. Was he around quite a bit, or he operated out of here?
Yeah, mostly. Here in Peoria.
Did you ever hear of a guy by the name of Earl Michel? M-I-C-H-E-L? Deputy sheriff, maybe?
If he's deputy sheriff, I knew him. I don't remember his name.
What about Tobe Miller?
I knew Tobe Miller, yeah.
What kind of guy was he?
Tobe was all right.
Was he an older fellow in 1930?
Yeah, he was... Told me. At that time, you mean the time this happened, took place? I judge he's around 40 years old.
Do you ever know a woman of the name of Clara Newhart?
Probably never. Can't remember her name.
You know Stella Nukes?
Nukes?
N-U-K-E-S?
Yes, I know the name.
Frank Parker?
Yeah,
Frank. Anything particular about Frank Parker? You remember?
Well, he's a policeman. He's all right, Frank.
Do you know Chester Pease?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about him?
Yeah. He's all right. He's, as far as I know, he's... Worked there in Needham, you know, for quite a while. After, I think he was working there when he died. You remember him?
Big man, little man?
Oh, he's medium sized. So.
Loud, noisy, quiet?
No, he talked a lot.
Did he? Garl Peterson?
Oh, yeah. Policeman.
Burley Pettiford?
Yeah.
What do you know about him?
I don't know anything.
Pool room owner.
They had the rest of the pool room down
there.
Where was the pool room?
There on Branson Street between 4th and 5th.
Ever have any trouble over there?
Not unless he called. He called a lot. Somebody get too many drinks there and he couldn't handle them. Call the station there.
Do you ever know a guy by the name of Herman Pontius?
Pontius? Yeah.
What can you tell me about him?
Pontius? He was on the police board one time.
Know if he ever worked at the Marion Machine Foundry?
I think he did. I think he did.
Did you ever hear anybody say they got sledgehammers and crowbars from Herman Pontius at the Marion Machine Foundry?
Your wife wants to talk to you.
Okay. No, I never heard.
Did you ever know a guy by the name of Pram, P-R-A-I-M? I don't know what his first name is. Pram?
P-R-A-I-M.
Mm-hmm.
The name is familiar. Can't give you any detail.
Okay. John Shell, you know him.
Oh, yeah, John.
Anything particular about John? You can tell me what he looked like or how he acted?
He's kind of a well-built fellow. He's kind of heavy. And he's a policeman at heart. He's strict, especially drinking.
What about Tom Shipp? Thomas Shipp? One of the guys that was lynched.
He's one of the guys that got killed.
Did you know him?
I knew him when I saw him, see. I wasn't personally acquainted.
Is he light, dark complexion? Do you remember?
He's kind of a light complexion. Light.
About how tall was he?
Well, if I remember right, he's kind of a slender built fellow. I'd say about 5'7", 5'8".
You ever have any trouble with him, or
no.
Was any trouble?
No.
Okay. Ever know anybody by the name of Otto Skinner?
Otto Skinner.
What about Abram Smith? He was one of the. He was the other guy who was lynched. Did you know him?
Yeah.
What is dark, light?
He's kind of dark.
How tall would you say?
Well, he wasn't too tall. I judge about 5'6".
Slender.
6'7".
You ever have any running? You know anybody by the name of Oliver Smith?
Oliver Smith.
Carpenter.
Oliver Smith. Is other Smith?
No, I don't think so. I think
I
he's a white man.
So no, I don't.
What about Orlando Stout? O.L. Stout. Coroner.
Yeah.
Did you know him?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what he looked like or something? What about Emmett Teagarden?
I don't know. I worked with him for many years.
Anything particular about him?
No. He was police captain there for quite a while.
You know, is the name Mrs. Mary Thompson? That was Charles Lennon's mother-in-law.
Yeah.
Did you know her?
Yeah.
What kind of woman was she?
Where as I'm concerned, never had any run-in with her, but I couldn't tell you.
Big woman, small?
Yeah, she's...
Buxom?
Pretty husky woman, see. She was married, as that's concerned.
What she, about Paul Thompson? That was her son.
Oh, yeah. Knew him what?
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Pardon? Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah, her brother, yeah.
Two or three Paul Thompsons around here. Yeah, that's one over here.
The one I'm talking about was her brother.
Yeah.
What did he do? You have any idea?
Mooch.
Name it.
Mooch?
Name it, and he's got
is he still alive?
Yeah, he's alive.
Hey.
Don't live far from here.
Go see him, I guess.
No, he's not this Paul Thompson.
Yes, he is.
He's not her brother, though. This one over here, Paul Thompson. Another Paul Thompson. I don't know what to come.
Do you ever hear of Charlie Truex? What about Charlie?
I know Charlie's a pistol.
Tell me about him.
Oh, he's just a good-natured policeman. He's everybody's friends. He knew everybody. And he's captain for a while. So
you ever see him cuff anybody around?
Charlie? Yeah, he went.
What about Frank Tukey?
Oh, yeah, I knew Frank. Yeah.
What about him now?
Well, Frank was an excise officer at one time.
Excise officer?
Yeah.
State?
In probation. No.
Feds?
Quite a politician around here. He was on the cover of his cigar store, tobacco company. But Frank, as far as I know, Frank was all right. He always treated me fine.
Okay, Arnold Waller.
Arnold Waller?
Do you know him?
I know his name. session.
What about Lillian Ward?
Lillian Ward.
Lillian Ward. Orville Welles?
Huh?
Orville Welles?
Orville Welles? He's the deputy sheriff and sheriff at one time.
What kind of guy was he?
He's all right. He number one.
Big, tall?
Oh, Lynn? He's tall. Follow there. Chewed a lot of mail pouch.
Chewed a lot of mail pouch? Okay, like, well, that's what I'm interested in. If you like, think of anything like that, that's exactly like, what I want.
Like I did do. He's one of the ones that helped me start chewing mail pouch.
All right.
I remember Roy chewing.
Bert White.
Bert White, he was sheriff and the chief of police at one time years ago.
Big, small, medium?
He's a big fellow.
Do anything like chew tobacco or anything?
I don't remember Bert any particular characteristics that he had.
Okay.
He's just a good policeman, good sheriff.
I was in North Marion, and I was over with sisters on Grand Street when the work came in.
That night? Nighttime?
Yeah, well, the evening, I think it was the next evening I was over there and he was talking about it, and that's the only thing I knew about.
Did I ask you about Roy Collins?
Roy Collins? You didn't. No.
What kind of guy?
He was assistant chief.
Yeah, he used to drive Jack around a little bit, too?
Yeah, but I drove Jack mostly, see.
Was it you or Collins that went to Indianapolis with Jack?
I've been to Indianapolis with Jack several times.
You mean after?
I'm talking about the day of the lynching.
Oh, no.
It was Collins then, huh?
I don't know Jack went that day.
Yeah, he did.
Because he and I was riding around that night after the lynching, see, the night after the lynching.
No, he was in Indianapolis that day.
It was possible Collins took him then.
Yeah.
Either it'd be Collins or myself, so.